Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're with Chicks Talking Footy, and on the line we have someone we're delighted to talk about, and that is the new coach of the AFLW Carlton team, Daniel Harford. Welcome, Daniel.
G'day, team. How are we doing?
Good. Right off the bat, I should say, is it okay if we call you Half?
Absolutely. I'd be disturbed if you didn't.
Oh, good. We did have that conversation pre-show, and we were like, no, nah, he'll be fine with it. So I'm glad you are.
Yeah, no worries. That's who I am. That's cool.
Well, so firstly, congratulations on the appointment, and that's great. That's great. You'll take all your coaching ability down there. So are you thrilled that you've had previous connection to Carlton, or does it not really make a difference to you?
Oh, no, there is certainly an element that's nice. It's a nice touch. But I don't think it's necessary to coach any club to have an affiliation. But the fact that there is 9 games of mediocrity behind me is nice to be able to go back and just be a part of it again. I really did enjoy my year at Carlton. It was the thing I needed to do at that stage of my career. I needed to get out and see what the rest of the football world looked like. And I had a hell of a time. Didn't go sort of the way I would have liked. In the end, mentally I was cooked, so I retired after that. But, yeah, it was nice to do it, and I certainly have very fond memories of my time at Carlton. Hopefully that continues.
Now, Daniel, it's Bree here. I'm interested, what do you think you'll be able to bring to Carlton from your years of coaching?
Oh, look, I think I've got a fair understanding of footy and how to coach it. I've been doing it for 10 years at a pretty good level, Divi 1, the Eastern Footy League, and B grade and A grade in the AMOs. So I've coached at a pretty good level. And then, of course, my last 7 months with the Magpies as an assistant. I've got a fair understanding of what the game should look like. And I think the last 7 months, having been involved with the AFLW competition, has opened my eyes to women's footy, firstly, but also to what the game can look like at that level. And I think I've got a good understanding of that. And part of my strength set, I think, or skill set, is the way that I can teach that and articulate that to whoever it is I'm coaching at the time, and be able to put together a plan and a platform to build on and hopefully grow a game to become a really successful format. So that's what I reckon I bring a bit of energy as well. I like to be a bit upbeat and have a good time because footy is the greatest game in the world, I think, and I'm fairly biased, of course, but I think it's the most dynamic game that's on the planet, and I just think everyone should love being a part of it. I still play Super Rules because I'm a stupid old fool. And, it's a great game, and I think I sort of bring that energy with me as well.
Now, Half, it's Beck here. I'm a Crow supporter, but I'm also a mad Bree Davey supporter. There's been a lot of talk about her leaving Carlton and being lured across to Collingwood. Is she still going to be the captain of the Blues next year?
I would like to say yes to that, Christian. I'm going to catch up with Bruiser in the short term, and we'll work on that. I think that's what will happen. Clearly, there's been an offer from the Pies, and I thought I knew about that a little while ago, actually.
I wondered if
you might have some inside.
Part of the Collingwood hierarchy. I wasn't involved in it, but I knew of it. So I've sort of had a foot in both camps for the last little while, but I'm very keen to make sure that Bree, who's just a fabulous player, remains a captain of her footy club, because she's not only a great player, but she's a tremendous leader. And one thing that I think the competition loves and needs more of is players are able to lead and drag their teams into a higher level of play. And Bree certainly can do that from a Carlton perspective. And we'll be doing everything we can to make sure that's as the skipper of the Navy Blues.
That would be a huge loss for you guys if she wasn't there, because I think
you're
even
not
if,
gone yet.
No. I'm saying if there was a massive if in there, because she, even if you don't know a whole lot about football, you could watch a game with her playing and you could tell she was good. You know what I mean? Like, she really just does stand out as an exceptional player. So I hope you buy her a good coffee and that chat goes down well.
Yeah, well, I'm going to book in a date with her and find out what we can do about that. But, yeah, pretty keen to keep her. Obviously, she's, no one wants to ever lose a captain of their club, regardless of what level or standard it is. And Bree's no different to that. She's a fabulous part of our footy club and a great player. So we'll do what we can.
I think buy the mug of cappuccino rather than just the standard size. That'd be my suggestion.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right. So would you sit in or would you go for a walk and then with a takeaway and just enjoy the scenery?
Oh, actually, takeaway. Take her around Princes Park, good view, yeah. You know, make her feel like she should be really comfortable there. Actually, that's a good idea.
And just have it set up like that people keep popping out from behind trees saying, oh, Bree, you're my favourite Carlton player. Can we have your autograph?
Well, if you go around Icon Park, that wouldn't be too hard. They'd be that's right. thinking that she's their favourite player.
Have a whole lot of Silvanis lined up. Anything could happen.
You got it stitched up, don't worry. Now,
to pop out of a pot plant somewhere.
Oh, Juddy. I love that Juddy didn't get into the one of the AFLW games last year.
Yeah, that's
he
right.
He didn't have his
yeah.
pass or something. Oh, people.
That's
serious.
Right. Yeah.
That's
we're
hilarious.
We're pretty vicious at Icon Park. Don't worry about that.
Now, Daniel, I remember you as a... when I've been watching football quite a long time, so I remember you when you played and you were aggressive and tough and hard at the ball. What do you think women need to learn most when they're playing AFLW football?
You sure got the right bloke?
Yeah, I saw you in your Hawthorn days and your Carlton days. Yeah.
Yeah. The line just broke up again. I missed the actual question on that. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. What do you think women need to learn most when they're playing AFLW football?
Look, I think the biggest thing in AFLW footy, from what I've seen in the intimately, obviously in the last season, and then just watching from afar in the first season, is being able to get the ball in traffic. If you can win the ball in traffic in AFLW and be clean with your possession, I think the game can open up really significantly from there. So I would be, and I mentioned this in the press conference, whenever that was yesterday, that fundamentals are going to be a big part of what we'll be doing through the rest of this campaign leading into the pre-season for season three. We've just got to get the fundamentals right. If you're clean with the ball when it's on the ground, which is where it spends the majority of the game, be it men's football or women's football, that's where it is. So we've got to be able to get the ball cleanly and congestion it and get it out into space really quickly. So that'll be one of our real key factors that we'll be working on through the off-season. So I think without that, it's you play toss the coin footy and potluck footy. No, I'm not big on that. I want to have a fair understanding of what we're capable of doing and what we're able to do any given time, rather than just hoping that you can do it, that we practice and reinforce the fundamentals and basics so that they are the things that we build our game on, our cornerstone of our game.
Now, half the ad for the Carlton AFLW head coach was very well publicised, and one of the highly publicised aspects of it was the 20% off at the Carlton shop, which was part of the contract. Have you purchased anything from the Carlton shop yet?
Well, no, I haven't, but there's a good reason for that. I've been taking orders from all of my family and friends. So I want to buy in bulk and go in, not only negotiate a 20% discount, but maybe even a further discount because we're buying bulk items.
No, that's sensible, so actually, yeah.
That makes sense, doesn't it? The more you buy, the more you save, sort of thing.
Yeah, no, I like that.
I reckon buy a couple of new hoodies for Bree Davy as well.
Yeah, while you're there.
I'll buy Bree whatever I need to buy.
Bree Davy now owns the Carlton shop.
Indeed, she does.
Now, I've got a free car park too, don't forget about that.
Oh, no, sorry, I did remember the free car park. That was another aspect of it.
I drove there on Sunday when Andy McKay rang me. And I just drove to Icon Park. No one was there, but I found my free car park. I just sat in there for an hour in my car just to enjoy the freedom.
Yeah, no, that's right. Good. That's what you want. You want the freedom of a car park.
I bet you could have had any car park that day.
Yeah, I could have, but I found mine.
You wanted yours, and you put your Dymo. Did you put your Dymo label, your name on it?
How did you know I had a Dymo?
Oh, you sound like a Dymo kind of guy.
I am a Dymo kind of guy. That's very good by you. Well played.
Wow, nice. Now, you've got a lot of personalities. Bree's one. You've got Darcy Vesio. You've got Taylor Harris. You know, big personalities in your team. So how do you manage them? Do you allow them a certain amount of natural flair and then fit the team around them, or is it always like a strict team first game?
Yeah, well, it's a strict team first game, but I think you create, and this goes for every player, let alone the bigger names or the star power players in the competition and certainly Carlton. You create a framework of what you want. And then within that, there's leeway and element of flair and colour and character that you're able to display. That's fine. I was one of those players. I had a bit of flair back in the old days. It got beaten out of me pretty quickly, but I enjoyed playing with a bit of fun and charisma, and I think that's a really important part of playing footy, is to express yourself a bit. So I am more than happy, and when I get to know the girls a bit better, I'll understand what makes them tick and what they like to do and what we can sort of shape a little bit to become a more efficient footy club. But yeah, be yourself. play the game you need to play, but within our framework. And that's, I think that's the art of coaching, is to get the best out of your players through not just such a rigid framework and structure that you start to strangle players, but have something in place where they could feel that they can play the game on their terms a bit, express themselves the way they need to, but always within what the parameters are that have been set by the coaching staff. And that's just the art of coaching, I reckon. That's no different to any level of footy.
You know, someone like Taylor Harris, if you saw, I went, not sure if you were at the game last year when she took that, you know, full-on mark, you know, huge pack mark, and you just, you wouldn't want to stop that. Yeah, she's a gun.
Now, there's not many, in fairness to the rest of the competition, there's not many that can catch the ball and mark the ball like Taylor can.
So no, I agree.
Somewhere near her vicinity is a good spot for us.
Yeah, that's right. And she does know how to box, so you want to be careful about that too.
Yeah, I've seen some videos about that. Oh, yeah. Actually, funnily enough, my wife goes to the same gym that Taylor does a bit of work at. So I've seen a bit of Taylor up close in the gym, and I wouldn't like to be behind one of those punches, I'll tell you that much.
So you behave yourself at home and at work then, Huff. Now, last year we had a lot of talk about Carlton at the beginning of the season. I think a lot of us had really high hopes for them, which I guess didn't come off. What's your aim for next season? What does success look like for the Blues next year?
Success looks like winning more often than we did this year, no doubt. Where that leads us, you know, I'm not prepared to go into too much detail because I don't know just yet. What you said at the start is really interesting, that there was so much expected of Carlton last year, and you're right. And being at Collingwood, even in the pre-season, talking about the teams that we thought might contend for premierships and the grand final, Carlton and the Bulldogs were the two teams that I think everyone was talking about with their list, and after season one that we thought might be able to turn things around and get things going really on their terms in season two. And that didn't happen, but that doesn't mean that the players, who clearly were thought of very highly pre-season last year, have gotten any worse. Things just went awry for whatever reason. I've got to get to the bottom of that. But these players, the list can still play. There's still an enormous amount of talent on the list. But it didn't click for whatever reason, but you don't get an expectation of grand finals and premierships if you're no good. And that's something that the girls, I'll be trying to reinforce to the girls, that sometimes if you can't play anymore, you've forgotten how to play it. For whatever reason, things didn't work. And my job's to make them work. So I'm really bullish. That's why I was pretty keen to get this position. I'm really bullish that this team has got a fair bit to give, let alone the fact that we can upgrade and top up our list, hopefully in the next little while with the trade period and obviously the draft at the end of the season.
I mean, I guess there's no real use looking back and saying this, that, you know, the other last year. You've really just got to take it as you find it and move it all forward and restore the, you know, faith that girls have in themselves, but also as a team.
Yeah, and that goes to a comment that Dennis Pagan used to say when I was at Carlton in 2004. He would say, you can't spend your life looking in the rearview mirror because you're crashing the car in front. You know, look through the windscreen. Look ahead, look through the windscreen and see what's in front of you. And I think that's right. And whilst that could be great for learning and for analysis, there's no need for the girls to be focusing on what's happened. We've got to focus on what will happen, what can happen, and build towards that. And that's, I think that's apparent for everyone in the competition, that whilst, yeah, you learn and you analyse and you work out what didn't work and how you can perhaps fix it, the last thing you want to do is spend time there, because it's a pretty nasty place. Things can go well, so you don't want to spend too much time there. Let's move forward and see what we can do to rectify it.
I totally agree. So, Daniel, we want to say thank you so much for coming on.
We decided we were going to call him Half.
Oh, Half, sorry.
Yeah, aren't I
formal?
We went through this.
Oh, okay. I'm just getting the stare over here, Half.
I only get Daniel when I'm in trouble.
Okay. So, Half, thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Wish you all the best with Carlton next year, and we'll be there cheering the team on.
And Bree David.
Good on you, ladies. Been good fun. We enjoyed your support. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Cheers then. Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.